Hello and welcome to another edition of the End Zone Podcast. My name is Eric Jensen, flying solo today, and you know, I just had to get on the podcast airwaves and get something out there because, you know, that's the way I like to be. I like to stay in practice. Pardon my lack of speaking ability. This is going to be just kind of a riff podcast. Going to be not a whole lot of order. I like to do outlines usually, but not today. We're just going to talk about a few things, some football related, some not. It's July. Oh my God, I'm so excited that it's July because it's football season. And let me tell you right now that football season is 100% what I live and breathe. I love it. So we are just flying here in the month of July. We're writing some team previews for ProSportsFandom.com and the drama of it all, SportsBlog.com. So, I mean, it's been a wild last few months, and we're finally kind of getting back to normalcy. We're going to try to have as many guests on here in July as humanly possible. Not tomorrow, but July 4th, hopefully we will have an episode up, with a guest. Some guests are more flexible than others, and we thought we might have a pod today, but we didn't quite get one because the guest wasn't uber flexible, but, I mean, I guess that's understandable. This isn't like a direct shot at this guest or whatever, and I'll just stop talking. But like, I just wish that people would, like, if you say that you're available at any time, like, actually be available at any time. Like, don't say, oh, it's too short notice. If you say, hey, yeah, just hit me up anytime tomorrow. Like, I don't understand. And then turn it around and be like, well, I'm somehow at fault here, because that's like, if you say that you are available anytime and I give you a time and then you say, oh, I can't do it then, you should give me more of a heads notice, when you literally said you didn't need one when I asked you when you wanted to do it. Like, I mean, don't be like that. Like, I don't understand people who are like that, who twist situations to make other people the bad guys instead of taking accountability for their own mistakes. So, apologies. We were going to have a show with a guest today, but it didn't quite pan out. So, I'm just here talking to you guys today. But back to kind of NFL previews. We're talking about all kinds of teams. And we just put up a Philadelphia Eagles one after this podcast. Chicago Bears one's going to be out. Usaid, who was on our last show, go check that out, was super helpful in kind of talking me through what the Bears have. That really helped me out. That's another reason why I'm having all these guests on, is so that I can kind of familiarize myself with all the teams, because I have some pretty good NFL knowledge, but some of these hardcore fans of individual teams know twice as much as I do about their own team, and I really want to learn that so I can attribute that to my own analysis going through the year. So I've been looking at rosters, all kinds of stuff, been basically getting a scouting report on the NFL, and I don't know, it's just my favorite part of the year. Some interesting things I've noticed: the New York Jets, man, like, that defense, they are another good pass rusher away from being one of the best in the league. Marcus Mays and Jamal Adams were incredible last year. They're going to make even a bigger jump this year. Then you got Trumaine Johnson, who they picked up from the Rams, and Maurice Claiborne, who they picked up from the Cowboys. And you look at that secondary and you say, if Todd Bowles can coach his secondary up, which he has done well these past 2 years, if he can get those Trumaine Johnson and Claiborne to play to their maximum potential, that could be a potentially nightmare type offense, defense for offenses, you know. And I'm just really excited to see how they build that in the future. I don't think it's going to be top 10 by any means this year, but I think it could be exciting to watch by the end of the year. You look at Leonard Williams, who had a down year last year, but people are kind of forgetting that he, before last year, he was considered one of the best young pass rushers in the league, and if he can kind of regain his form from 2016 and get back to it, I think that the Jets have a real shot of being a defense that causes a lot of fear in teams that play in their division. I think that 5 years from now, when Tom Brady retires and when the division kind of shifts, it is going to be the Jets' division. They have a really good defense. They have potentially a really great quarterback in Sam Darnold waiting in the wings. And they have an okay offensive line that if they draft some guys and improve that through coaching a little bit more, should be really fantastic to watch in a few years. But one concern this year is kind of their receiving core. Robbie Anderson's in some legal troubles, so I'm not 100% sure he makes the roster. But if he does, that's obviously a great thing. He was a great star for them last year. He gives Sam Darnold or whoever's throwing to him a great target this year. The other guy they have is Quincy Enunwa, and I'm excited to watch Enunwa play. He missed all last year with a neck injury, but in 2016, especially towards the end of 2016, he looked really, really good and like he was going to be kind of a special player to watch. So I'm really excited to see what Enunwa kind of brings to the field as far as receiving talent. Of course, they lost Austin Seferian Jenkins to the Jacksonville Jaguars. A lot of people, I think people are underselling that. Seferian Jenkins was a big, a big part of that offense last year, and I think that losing him could really hurt them. They have Marcus Legette, I believe. Pardon me if I got the first name wrong there. I know the last name is Legette. Marcus Legette, the second-year tight end, I believe, out of Clemson, as I frantically do some research here. Marcus Legette of the New York Jets, as we talk about things, I'm typing into the computer. Jordan Legette, actually. Yes, from Clemson, his second year in the league. It's going to be interesting to see how that connection develops between him and the quarterbacks. There's some praise around him coming out of New Jersey, but I think we really have to wait and see on Jordan Legette. I mean, I guess we're on the Jets anyways. Let's just riff about the Jets a little bit more. I think all three of their quarterbacks, Josh McCown, Teddy Bridgewater, Sam Darnold, are all going to see significant snaps this year. And by significant, I think each of them sees at least 30 snaps, at least a full game of, or maybe even two full games of, for each of them. Obviously, someone's going to play more than two games of quarterback play. And I think to think Josh McCown's a starter is a little bit naive, and to discard Teddy Bridgewater so fast is more naive, because I think what could happen is Bridgewater really impresses in the preseason and gets 2 to 3 weeks where he performs well, relatively well, and then maybe around week 4 or 5 he has a bad performance and may switch to Darnold. I do think Darnold is going to play at least 10 games this year. I don't think they're going to bench him for the whole year like some people think they are going to do. Is it a smart move? No, maybe not. Is it not a smart move? No, maybe not as well. I'm getting a call here. This is a very different type of moment on the End Zone podcast. I've never gotten a call mid podcast, but let's try calling back and see what happens here. I'm getting. Oh my goodness! I missed a call, and this person is. I'm calling them right now.
Seven.
Ah, here they are. They continue to refuse to pick up their phone, which is very sad that they wouldn't show themselves here on this End Zone podcast. But yeah, that was a nice derailer. So anyways, those were some thoughts on the Jets. Let's talk about something else now. The NBA, that's happening. I love salty Lakers fans. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I'm not a huge NBA guy, but I'm a huge fan Twitter guy, and salty Lakers fans are the best. They're easy to troll, and they're just the best. Like, there's really no other way to put it. They take everything very seriously. They very seriously think that if they can add LeBron, they're automatically a championship team, which, I mean, you look at them, and they're clearly, I mean, they have talent. Don't get me wrong. Kyle Kuzma's going to be a future star. Mark Ingram's developing well. Lonzo Ball didn't play awful in the second half of last season. But I don't know. I don't think that even if they add LeBron, my money's always still going to be on Golden State, you know. But, yeah, I mean, that's kind of how I'm feeling about the LeBron James saga right now, which kind of got me thinking, like, what is the equivalent of that in the NFL? Like, honestly, like, I get it, Kirk Cousins was a big name, but Kirk Cousins, people debate whether he's a top 10 quarterback or not. Like, when is the last time that the best player in the league has actually gotten to free agency? Like, when is that? Like, in my, like, maybe Ndamukong Suh when he left the Lions in, what was that, 2014? But, like, I don't know. Like, it's very, the NFL has gotten very good at keeping stars on their teams with the franchise tag. You look at, like, Le'Veon Bell. He threatens to hold out every year, yet year in and year out, the Steelers franchise tag him, and he's still on the team, and he still plays. And you look at just around the league how few bona fide stars get to free agency, you know? Like, what if all of a sudden tomorrow Aaron Rodgers was a free agent? Like, could you imagine how much chaos that would be? Like, legitimately every team, unless you're, let's think about this, unless you're the Patriots, the Eagles, the Seahawks, or the Saints, you are in the running for Aaron Rodgers, because he's one of, if he's not the best quarterback in the league, he's close. And then say he lands on a team with a proven quarterback, like, let's say that Aaron Rodgers somehow ended up on who's kind of a mid-tier quarterback, let's say Aaron Rodgers ended up on somehow, some way, the Oakland Raiders, and Derek Carr got cut. Like, that would start a whole new chain reaction of people rushing for Derek Carr. And like, it'd be wild if a top-tier NFL star like that got out onto the open market. But I don't think it'll ever happen just because of the way the franchise tag era works in the NFL. So, yeah, I mean, that's kind of the way that things are shaking out right now in the sports world. The World Cup's going on. That's exciting. But I can't talk forever on that. I really just wanted to get on the podcast airwaves today and talk a little bit of football. And I can't wait for August now. Like, I'm so excited. And to be honest with you, I'm going to try to do weekly shows at least. There should be at least one show a week in July, maybe two on some weeks. But I really just can't wait till August, because August is the time of the year when we just talk about everything, when we do division previews, when there's preseason football to talk about, when there's all this football in the air to talk about. I love August for podcasting. I'm really excited to get there again and check that out. Now, we have a little bit of time left here at the end episode. So we are going to do something that we've never done before on this episode, and we are going to do a surprise call of the week. We'll try two different candidates here. Here's our first candidate. Phone's ringing. Still ringing. Still waiting. All right. I don't think we're going to get an answer from this guy. But if we do, it'll be electric. It'll be absolutely, positively electric if we get an answer from our guy here. But it looks like that's not going to be the case. Although this is ringing forever. Don't you guys kind of hate that when, like, a phone, like, when someone's ring is, like, just super, super, super long and it never quite ends? Now, let me just give a quick look to the rest of my contacts here. Let's kind of play contact roulette here really quick. Pick someone who wouldn't mind being just called out of the blue. Let's call... let's call just some, let's call this guy, friend of the pod, hasn't been on for a while, but a friend of the pod nonetheless. Calling him.
Hey, it's Brian. Sorry I missed you.
Oh, Brian. Brian misses us. Brian, you could have been on the End Zone podcast. Let's try this again, and let's just pray to God that this works out. Let's just pray to God that this works out. Let's just pray. Dear Lord and Savior, please. Please help me out with this. Oh, gotta put this guy on speaker. This guy's a goat, by the way. Just depends on if he picks up or not. He might not be the goat. You just never know with this guy. It's hit or miss with if he's the goat or not. This will probably be the last segment of randomly calling people on the End Zone podcast. So, I would just like to say to you all, this has been a slight tire fire, but hopefully an entertaining tire fire here today. I can't wait to just, I don't know. I can't wait to, I just can't wait for football. I'm just so, 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 so excited. On our way out here, we are going to make a quick call, and then we'll be out of here. Automatically hung up on. So no calls now. But yeah, this has been a tire fire, but a fun tire fire, and I hope you've enjoyed it. If you have any suggestions, email us at endzonepod@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at endzonepod, and hopefully we will have another show out for you on July 4th. All right, guys, thanks a lot for joining us. We will see you on Wednesday. Peace out, guys. Thanks for your time. Follow us on Twitter at EndZonePod. If you have any suggestions, questions, or you just want to shout out on the pod, send an email to endzonepod@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. See you next time.